more you study the war on drugs, the more absurd it seems to be. Guatemala is a country that has everything to offer to be a peaceful, wonderful, and progressive country. But let me tell you a story. Last year, a friend of my kids, she had studied at TCU, great student. She had become known very well to her professors, and they liked her and admired her. She had done some work on international relations. And then she went to study at LSE, a master's. And she was thinking to herself, well, what should I do? Should I come back to Guatemala and do something for my country? Which she had doubts. She was afraid of how things were going in Guatemala. Or should I stay and make a living for myself outside? Well, she decided to come back, and in the process of actually taking that decision, as a young lady, they like to go out. They went partying. They were having some after-night tacos in Zone 10, not far away from here. And unfortunately, she happened to be in the middle of a shooting between drug lords. And one of the loose bullets caught her head, and she died instantly. So this story I'm telling you is of somebody that especially my kids knew very well, but this happens in Guatemala all too often. More than 5,000 deaths a year. Well, the war on drugs in Guatemala certainly has destabilized the country. If you think about the numbers, you'll get an idea why. I was reading not long ago in a piece in Wire that they had done a study on how much, what is the value, the market value of the cocaine that goes from Colombia to Mexico, which today, nowadays, most of it, about 90% goes through Guatemala. It didn't used to be that way because it used to go in the Caribbean. But once the DEA and the United States decided to attack the Caribbean trafficking, it was all brought inland to Central America, and especially Guatemala. Now, that amount of cocaine represents $40 billion a year from Colombia to northern Mexico. This is before entering the U.S. market. Well, that number alone is about the size of the whole economy of Guatemala. So how can you have strong institutions that will be able to curtail the corruption behind all that money? I cannot give you exact data, and I don't have field data on this, but this is something that Guatemalans talk about. How much the police or how much some of the courts have been infiltrated with drug monies, and not only there, even political parties. But I don't blame them. I blame the war on drugs in the United States to what is happening here in Guatemala. Because if the states would not be confronting this war, all these drug lords would not have the amount of money that they have. The damage that the war on drugs has done on Latin America, especially on Mexico and Guatemala and Honduras and El Salvador, and let's say Colombia, is much higher in terms of innocent lives lost, in terms of economic inefficiencies, in terms of institutional corruption. It's much higher than the worst thing that you can imagine in Iraq or Afghanistan. If your stance on the war on drugs is because of ethical reasons, then the more so you should be against it. Why? Because the more you should be responsible for your own life and those of your kids. Don't delegate that to the U.S. government. Be responsible yourself for ethical reasons. ¿Verdad?